Catherine II about Ngarrawa women. Curtain wall between Broad Tower and Food Supplies Tower. A picturesque view over the southern part of Ngarrawa, where the Alexander Church, the dome of the Resurrection Cathedral, opens up from the curtain wall between the Broad Tower and the Food Supplies Tower. On the horizon, one can see the historical buildings of the cotton factory of the Krenhol Manufacturing Company, which are located in the waterfall area. In this place, the Ngarrawa River is divided into two arms of the river by the island of Krenholm, in which it makes waterfalls. The wildest eastern waterfall is 3.5 metres high, and the western one is 7 metres high. The secretary of Goldstein Embassy, Adam Oriaras, described his impressions of the waterfall when travelling through Ngarrawa and Ivangorod in 1636 in the following way. The city of Ngarrawa stands on the fast-flowing river which is called the Ngarrawa River by the locals. The water in it is brown. Within less than half a mile from the city there is a high waterfall. Water falls from a cliff with a terrible roar and falls into the Gulf of Finland 2 miles from the city. The spray of the water that falls from the cliffs make a rainbow in the air, which is very nice to look at on a sunny day. The energy of waterfalls has been used by people for centuries. In the 16th century, sawmills were located here, and then the companies processing leather and copper emerged. Since 1820, a cloth factory was opened on the right of the Ivangorod bank of the Ngarrawa River, and then a flax spinning mill was founded. From the middle of the 19th century, the waterfall area became the site of construction of the Krenholm Manufacturing Company. Ngarrawa waterfalls, as an interesting natural object, were visited not only by diplomats and travellers, but also crowned heads. For example, in May 1780, Catherine II visited Ngarrawa. It was an event of huge importance for local citizens, and they prepared for it. The Arch of Triumph was erected on the hill at the entrance to Ngarrawa. The squares and streets of Ngarrawa were decorated with billboards and arches and pyramids. The Empress had lunch on the island of Krenholm, located between two waterfalls in the house of Charles Stutkoff. The lunch was cooked by local ladies who served the Empress during lunch. Later, Catherine II wrote to her son Pavel, "I had lunch near the waterfalls. The current was much faster than when I visited Ngarrawa for the first time. They say it's due to spring floods. I was quite tired yesterday and today. I was stalked by the close attention of city beauties, whose politeness was considerable as they served me lunch. They are headed by a doctor's wife. I was scared to death that she would clean my plate with rhubarb as they do with garlic. Please note that the local beauties are extremely ugly, yellow as wince and skinny as crocs. Here are my true impressions of the journey. Goodbye, and sending you hugs. Let God keep you safe from 7 or 8 Ngarrawa women standing behind you during your chair at lunch. I felt their hot breath, which is why I could not feel the cool air. It is cold here, like in your place too." According to modern standards, it can be said that Ngarrawa women are very hospitable, friendly, had slim figures, and a nice golden tan.